Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're going to start today with a pretty disturbing story involving children, a story that could topple a revered football franchise and destroy the reputation of its legendary coach, Joe Paterno. Two Penn State officials stepped down last night and will be arraigned today on charges that they lied to a grand jury about what they knew about children being sexually abused. Former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky was arrested Saturday and charged with abusing eight boys, some as young as 10, over a 15-year period. He met the children through his charity, The Second Mile, which works with at-risk kids. Now, outside the courtroom, questions are also being raised about children Sandusky adopted and fostered. And questions are being asked about what Penn State knew about all of this and when they knew it. John Misick is State House reporter for Allentown's Morning Call newspaper. John, give us a bit of the timeline of what's alleged to have happened here.
Well, Robin, based on grand jury reports and reporting in the Patriot News of Harrisburg, it looks like these incidents are alleged to have begun as early as 1994, continuing up through, it looks like, about 2002. We have two people facing charges and who will be arraigned in district court in Harrisburg today. The first one is Gary Schultz, who is a Penn State administrator, and the other one is the athletic director, Tim Curley. There's a victim here, Robin, that's identified in the grand jury presentment from 2000, a now 24-year-old man who met Sandusky through Second Mile. According to the Patriot News of Harrisburg, Sandusky took several showers with him that included, and this might be tough for your listeners, bear hugs and rubbing, according to the indictment. Sandusky, according to the Patriot News, would also tickle the victim and blow on his stomach. In 2002, a Penn State graduate assistant told the head football coach at Penn State, Joe Paterno, that he allegedly saw Mr. Sandusky have sex with a boy in the showers. Coach Paterno allegedly told athletic director Curley, but Curley told a grand jury that he thought the incident involved, quote, horsing around.
The Associated Press is reporting that that grad student is Mike McQuarrie. He's currently a Penn State recruiter, as you say. He says that he told Coach Paterno that he saw, and this is very difficult, but he saw Sandusky sexually assault a naked boy in the locker room shower. And as you said, the athletic director, when told by Paterno, said he thought it was just horsing around. But shortly after that, in 2002, what did the school do?
Tim Curley, sometime later in 2002, informed the Penn State president, Graham Spanier, about this, according to the investigation. And Mr. Spanier banned former coach Sandusky from bringing kids in his charity Second Mile to the school's locker room.
But this was in 2002. The grand jury investigation wasn't for 6 years later. I mean, this is pretty damning. This means the school knew something was wrong and banned it from their campus, but did nothing about what might be going on off campus.
You know, it is troubling. I mean, Mr. Curley brought a report to Graham Spanier in 2002. Spanier banned Mr. Sandusky from bringing the Second Mile kids to the locker room. And, you know, it wasn't until 2008 when a new victim came forward that the then Attorney General, now Governor Tom Corbett, launched his grand jury investigation.
What are people in the area saying?
Robin, it's hard to overstate, just and particularly here in central Pennsylvania, how revered the Penn State football program is. I mean, what high regard both Mr. Sandusky was held in and Coach Paterno was held in. There is a length of highway, State Route 322, that literally turns into a parking lot every Saturday morning as motorists make their way up to State College for the games. The tailgating stretches over many, many miles. It's very much part of the culture here, and there is just, you know, there's shock and there's anger, and, you know, there's a fair amount of sadness as well.
Well, it's tough stuff, and now the lawyer for Penn State's senior vice president, Gary Schultz, again one of two who stepped down yesterday and is being arraigned today, says his client didn't do anything wrong because his client, Gary Schultz, wasn't responsible for the care and supervision of the children at the school. Is this going to fly if, in fact, it is looking as if, according to this grand jury testimony, a lot of people at the school knew?
Mr. Schultz's ambit includes the university police force. So I guess the argument is that he has some degree of oversight on this, and so the failure to come forward allegedly is what's gotten him into this.
John Misick, State House reporter for the Morning Call out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, with the latest on allegations of sexual abuse in the Penn State football program. John, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.